On the show today, we have Municipal Credit Union's Mario Matos and Michael Batone giving us a latest update on Puerto Rico and the recovery and cleanup from Hurricane Maria. So check it out.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.
Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a Hurricane Maria update regarding the folks in Puerto Rico and the devastation that has happened there. We have on the show today Municipal Credit Union board member Mario Matos and Michael Matone. How are you guys today?
Thanks for having me, man.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Michael, how are you doing?
I'm doing okay, Mike. Just keeping busy and plenty of things going on here at the credit union. And we're doing actually a lot of work here at MCU specifically to help with some of the credit unions in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands.
Awesome, Mario and myself
are looking forward to talking to you about that.
Right on. So what's the latest? Mario, you have family and friends in Puerto Rico. What is the latest going on down there? How's the recovery going?
Depending on which part of the island you're at, you're really either in really bad, bad shape or really bad shape.
Oh, okay. There's two categories.
Bad. Southern end where my parents live, they do have water, electricity. On the northern end where my aunts live, no electricity, no water.
Still.
And access to food is still an issue.
So how severe, from bad to really bad, how severe is the devastation? I'm sure it's still a long way back to bring everything back up.
It's going to be years for nature to come back to what it was, the rainforest of vegetation. Where my aunt lives, one of them lost her house. One of them, again, no water, no electricity. They're still having with some roads being able to get through to some of the towns to even help out by bringing my food and water.
Goodness gracious. Michael, you said that municipal is on the front lines helping out. What are you guys doing there?
Yeah, so Municipal Credit Union actually pledged $50,000 in aid to credit unions in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. We identified a number of credit unions that are associate members of the New York Credit Union Association. Mm-hmm. So we're reaching out to them directly any way that we can, email, phone, mail, letter, because we've already heard, you know, some of the credit unions, they're not getting emails or they're just getting phone systems back up. So contacting them any way we can, figuring out what their needs are, and then getting contributions sent directly to them.
Okay, very cool. And so, obviously, you're not living there, Mario, but again, you have family and friends there. So what's been your experience with the situation? Is there any way that you can reach out to help as well?
Well, personally, we've been collecting relief supplies here at the school I work at. We hope to get that to the island as well. That's the way that we're helping out. What we did do, family was sending batteries, radios, flashlights, to pass the time to listen to the radio and get some news of what's going on, flashlights to get around when it's dark. It's unimaginable to not have satellite television or, you know, some sort of internet show to watch.
Yeah, or a phone. My good, yeah, because that was one of my later questions. Like, what's the biggest need right now? And so you mentioned batteries, obviously water. What else is needed there?
Generators.
Okay.
Water filtration systems would be helpful, as well as at some point food. What the issue? One of the big things that's happening is that although there's ice, and food fresh, it melts, you know, in 90-degree weather pretty quickly. Even if you have a cooler, my dad was just telling me that this before he left the island 2 days ago, he lost all the snow that he had in his fridge because the ice melted and scattered to food.
Oh my gosh! Oh my goodness. So how have credit unions, Michael, you mentioned that municipal is really stepping up and giving in a big way. Have you heard any other credit unions? What have other credit unions or the industry, what have they contributed as well? Have you heard anything from the rest of the industry?
I haven't heard too many specifics. I do know at the New York Credit Union Association and Ron McLean there, they've been working with the National Foundation. The National Foundation was able to get a large contribution to the NYCUA as they're administering all the aid. A couple of leagues have stepped up and sent aid to the New York Credit Union Foundation to share with the credit unions of Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. But other than that, just here and there, it's just been such a crazy past couple of months for all credit unions, especially you think of all the needs that, you know, were had in Texas and then Florida and now in Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. And it's just a really difficult time, and the amount of need that there is on the islands and the difficulty of getting it there from a logistic perspective makes it even more important for, you know, credit unions to keep trying to step up to the plate as much as they can and help our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, et cetera.
No doubt. Yeah, because it happened, what, two months ago or so, maybe three months? I mean, close to 60 days already. Yeah, and now the hard part, now the real work begins is the recovery process. And it's, you kind of got to remind people, especially during the holiday season, my gosh, you know, the holiday season obviously is, you know, Thanksgiving is next week for crying out loud. And then, you know, December and New Year's, all that type of stuff. I mean, so, I mean, people are going to be needing more and more. And it's just, you can't put this stuff out of your mind. You got to have reminders that, you know, there's still people desperately in need in that area of the world. And Creighton certainly have done a wonderful job, but there's still a lot to go, correct?
I would personally ask credit unions that are listening and watching the broadcast, your viewership, follow Municipal Credit Union lead, join us in lending a helping hand. Remember that we're there for helping people in need. It's our mission. It's what we do. It's our philosophy. I make a personal plea about the institutions that are on the Puerto Rico and in the U.S. Virgin Islands.
Yeah, I can't echo that sentiment enough. I know the Tuesday after Thanksgiving is Giving Tuesday, so you know, credit unions can definitely dedicate their Giving Tuesdays to those in need in these areas that were so devastated by Hurricane Maria.
Yeah, I mean, this is something that is so unprecedented. It was like this, not a 1-2 punch, it was like a 1-2-3 punch. And it's so hard to wrap my head around this because it's just the devastation was so severe. You know, like you mentioned again, Michael, is like Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, the Caribbean. My gosh, everyone just got hit so hard, like one after another. And so the need is still there. And what can we continue to do to help out to wrap up here, guys? Mario, you want to go first?
Monetary aid is surely one of the best ones to help out the credit unions there. Relief supplies, water, batteries, flashlights, radios. But some folks would be there as well for both helping in the recovery effort are construction gloves, interstate supplies, and things of that nature. And once again, I have to keep reiterating, please follow MCUMC, give us what you can, help me as portions that you can on both the U.S. Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. It's important that we show that we are following our philosophy and that we're helping our brothers and sisters in both areas.
Great. And Michael, anything to wrap up here? If we want to give through municipal, what can we do for there? How do we do that for you guys?
Well, the best way would go to the New York Credit Union Foundation up in Albany or the National Credit Union Foundation. Okay. I'm sure you've had Gigi Highline here a bunch of times, and she does great work, you know, every time there's credit unions in need. And I just would say, make sure you're engaging your community and your representative of Congress and letting them know that, you know, there is going to be a time where your area is going to need help from, you know, like I said, your brothers and sisters. And, you know, right now it's Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands that need help. So it's up to all of us to come together, like Mario said, in the spirit of people helping people, and help out credit unions, employees, and members in Puerto Rico, U.S. Virgin Islands, and other areas affected by Hurricane Maria.
Great message to end on, guys. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day. Appreciate it. And our thoughts and prayers are still with you guys and your friends and family in those areas.
And thank you.
Credit unions, keep giving. Keep giving.
Keep giving.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike.
You're welcome.
NAFQ Services offers a peer-vetted portfolio of trusted providers. Our preferred partners are your proven partners. Their support enables NAFQ to be the most powerful advocate for credit unions. NAFQ Services, supporting credit union success for over 40 years.